Hi, I'm Kinsey.
I'm Rick.
I'm Jack.
And I'm Josie, and we have questions.
Every episode, one of us kids ask our dad, who is also a pastor, a question about life, God, or anything we're curious about.
He'll do his best to answer it in a way that makes sense to us and explains what the Bible says about it.
We're learning as we go, and maybe you will too.
And now it's time to
Ask Pastor Dad!
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Ask Pastor Dad podcast. Today I'm here with Rhett. Say hi, Rhett.
Hi.
And we're glad to be with you today as we discuss a big question, and we'll get into that in just a minute. But first, Rhett, I've got a question for you, and we can both think about this. I'll see how I can answer it. But, okay, if you had a pet dinosaur, what would you name it?
Rexy's and...
Just Rexy?
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking like maybe Big Boy.
Big Boy again?
You think Big Boy would be a good name? So act like Rexy is out in the backyard playing, and it's time to eat his dinner, and you're gonna call him in.
Okay, Rexy, it's time to come in and eat.
That's pretty good. You think he would run in when you said that?
I don't know.
Maybe so. And if he comes running and he's really hungry, what are you gonna feed a dinosaur?
Maybe dinosaur food.
Well, I mean, what's dinosaur food? What is that?
Maybe like meat.
Some kind of meat? Like steak or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet Rexy would like that steak. I would like steak too. You like steak?
Well, I didn't taste it before.
Oh, well, you'll have to try it sometime. It's pretty good. All right. Rhett has a big question for us today, and we'll do that right after this. You guys can talk about what you would name your pet dinosaur.
A question of the day is, can God make me a superhero?
Well, Rhett, that's a really cool question. And I know you like to play superheroes sometimes and play with superhero action figures. I used to do that when I was a kid, too. I like to play with the Power Rangers. You ever heard of the Power Rangers?
No.
Yeah, they were really popular when I was a kid. But so was like Batman and Superman. Those were popular too when I was a kid. But when we think about all the things God can do, God has made people do amazing things. All in the Bible we see, like Samson, who was super strong, and David, who fought Goliath with just a sling. And then people like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who got in a fiery furnace because they were following God, and the king was trying to punish them, so he threw them in there, and God helped them not to burn up. So over and over, we see God do amazing things in the Bible. Now, those were special instances. What we see in the Bible is God doesn't necessarily make us like superheroes, but he does help us do some really cool and really important things. He gives us courage and love and strength to help others, kind of like superheroes do. So in a way, I guess we have superhero abilities kind of, but not exactly like we think of when we think of Batman. God can do some really big things, and Jeremiah 32:17 reminds us of that. It says, "Lord God, you yourself made the heavens and earth by your great power and with your outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you." And so what's really cool, Rhett, is that we may not ever be superheroes, but we can do some really big and important things through God with his help as we serve him.
Today we learned that God doesn't actually make us superheroes. But we can do really great things with him if we just follow him.
Well, thanks for joining me and Rhett today on Ask Pastor Dad. Rhett, have you had a good time today?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, we'll have some more cool questions coming up in the coming weeks. So be sure to subscribe and follow our channel so that way we can hang out some more together.
See you next time.